living wage life fight for £10 now. Ryan Aldred, zero-hour contract worker. On April Fool's Day, the Tories will implement the sick joke of a national living wage of £7.20 an hour, but only for over 25s. Do under 25s not deserve to live? Earlier this month, the Tories stole £30 a week from the pockets of disabled people, forcing a cut to employment support allowance through the Lords. Not content with this, they now want to further their assault on the young. The Living Wage Foundation suggests a more realistic living wage is £8.25 an hour, £9.40 for those in London. In 2014, the Trade Union Congress adopted the demand of Bakers Union BFOW and the Socialist Party for a £10 an hour minimum wage. Once again, the Tories fall short of delivering yet more of their empty promises. The national living wage won't make much difference to the millions of workers on zero-hour and temporary contracts. We are unlikely to get enough hours to make the rent regardless of the raise. Workers under 25 shouldn't be made a fool of with this outright discrimination. If young workers organize, alongside older workers, together we can win the same rate for the same job, and a real living wage for all. Socialist Party members will be joining Fast Food Rights and Youth Fight for Jobs activists to leaflet workplaces on the 1st of April. This should include organizing after-work meetings encouraging young workers to join a union. Meetings should also build for a day of demonstrations on the 14th of April against this insulting super-exploitation of young workers, while demanding a real living wage of £10 an hour with no exceptions. Send details of your plans for one on the 14th of April to youthfightforjobs@gmail.com. Share your experiences of low pay and zero-hour contracts using the hashtags #joinaulionan, not fooled today,